All right, so I want to talk a little bit about the Birkas HaMazon, the mitzvah of benching. We talked about Zimun. Now we're going to talk a little bit about the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon. So first of all, it's important to know that Birkas HaMazon, somehow I'm hearing myself.
Do you have a speaker on in your place?
I think I know what the problem is. Hold on. Okay. I think we solved the problem. Okay. Okay. So let's now start again. Let's try this one more time. So we're going to talk about the halachos of Birkas HaMazon. Okay? The halachos of benching. So the mitzvah of benching is a mitzvah deraisa, v'achalta v'savalta v'irachta. Okay, it's a mitzvah deraisa. Obviously, there's a shaila in the Gemara, how much you have to eat for it to be a mitzvah deraisa. The pasuk says v'savalta, so kipshuta, it's only if you actually ate kidei sevir, which means you're full. What happens if you didn't eat kidei sevir, but you ate a kazayis? You ate, which is considered achila, called tarkula, for matzah, for any other mitzvah you need to eat, you could eat a kazayis. It's called eating. So what about for benching? Is it called eating once you ate a kazayis, or you have to be full? So the Gemara says that midaraisa, you have to eat kedesvia, midarabanan, you have to bench already from a kazayis. Okay, now by the way, this is all shining in the Gemara. What happens if someone that ate kedesvia doesn't know how to bench? Can someone that ate a kazayis be moitzi them in benching? You could say maybe not, because since the person that ate a kedesvia is chayiv deraisa, the person that ate kazayis only have darabon, can a darabon be moitzi a deraisa? So whole shayla, or do you say this is mitzvah arvos on benching? We've discussed it and we've touched upon it, not to sugya for right now, but the concept of Birkas HaMazon is a mitzvah deraisa. As a matter of fact, since it's that way, it's a mitzvah deraisa, so you have to. It's the only mitzvah which is the brachas deraisa, and the kaf chaim and others. They talk about the tremendous kavod that a person should have for the mitzvah of benching. They talk about how you should say hinani muchan mazum kam mitzvah sasei of Birkas HaMazon before you bench, and you should be b'flint b'simcha about everything that you received. Yivarach Birkas HaMazon b'simcha yiserik moshkiba matana miyad zulasei. Okay, so you should bake Birkas HaMazon as if it was your mamish, like mitzvah deraisa, and this is the primary purpose of the mitzvah for Hakaras HaTov for Kodesh Baruch. But I want to just give a few background points, interesting points, in terms of understanding the nature of the mitzvah. So we're saying now the mitzvah of deraisa, of benching, the deraisa, there's a mitzvah from the Torah to bench, but is everything that we say in the benching deraisa? I mean, think about it. It says, "Rachim na Hashem elokein ha'isol machva yerushalayim rachim ve'altzim mishkan kodachim ha'mizbachachim ve'altzim mishkan kodachim ha'machus b'izdav mishkachim ha'albayis ha'godav ha'kodesh nekvashim ha'alav." All those things weren't around when the Torah was given. So you're saying, "Rachim on David." I mean, what David? What machus based David? What are we talking about exactly? Right? So is it really deraisa? Is it not deraisa? So in this issue, there's a huge issue in the Gemara itself. And I want to learn the Gemara together. We're going to learn a piece of Gemara. From the Gemara, you'll understand a little bit what the issue is. Okay, I'm going to share the screen, and you'll see the Gemara. Okay, you guys see the Gemara? So the Gemara says like this. Amar Rav Nachman. I'm pointing to the place here. Amar Rav Nachman. Moshe tikin li Yisrael Birkas Hazan. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that was mistaken in the bracha of Hazan, which is the first bracha of benching. B'shosh yarad lahem mon. Klaiso got mon. So they were so excited to get mon. So Moshe Rabbeinu was mistaken from the bracha of Hazan. Yeshua tikin lehem berkas haaretz. Yeshua was mistaken for them the bracha of Noida, because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't mistaken Noida, because they didn't get into Eretz Yisrael at that time in Moshe Rabbeinu. So it was Yeshua that was mistaken them. He brought them into Eretz Yisrael. He was mistaken for them the bracha of Noida. Kim shenichnu shel haaretz. And David u'shloimai tiknu boini Yushalayim. And David u'shloimai, they got Yushalayim. They were mistaken the bracha of boini Yushalayim. Okay, David tikkun al Yisrael mechala Yerushalayim recha Yerushalayim tikkun al bayis agodav hakadosh. Okay, those are the first three brachas, which are the quote unquote the deraisa of benching. There's another source for the three brachas down here in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Achalta v'savalta v'irachta, zu Birkas Hazan, Birachta is Birkas Hazan. Ava Birkas Hazimun. It's from here. No, it's from here. It says here, Kiyotan Rabbanu, Minayin LeBerkas HaMazim Min HaTorah, Shinemar, Ve'achalta V'savato V'rachta, Zu Berkas HaZon, Es Hashem Elokecha Zu Berkas HaZimon, Al Haaretz Zu Berkas Haaretz, HaToyva Zu Bo'in Yerushalayim. So someone asked last week, how do we know Zimon is Derais? It says right here. It says, V'rachta is Berkas HaZon, Es Hashem Elokecha Zu Berkas HaZimon, Al Haaretz Zu Berkas Haaretz, HaToyva Zu Bo'in Yerushalayim. So there's a little bit of a contradiction in the Gemara. The second Gemara seems to say that the way we know about the four brachas or the three brachas is from the pasuk itself. Achalta is referring to one, savata, uberachta, esashem lokecha, alar. The pasuk itself refers to these brachas. But up here, the Gemara said that as Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin it, Yeshua enacted it, David himself. If Yeshua and David did it, it's not midereisa. Yeshua and David are after Matan Torah. So there's a big question in the Gemara. On the one hand, we say benching is deraisa. On the other hand, and we have psukim for each one of the brachas. On the other hand, we have up here saying that Moshe and Yeshua and David were the ones that established the brachas. So this is a very big contradiction. Is it deraisa? All three brachas. The concept of benching may be deraisa, but are the brachas themselves deraisa? So this, you know, that's the question. You guys hear the question? That you know, we're saying that broad benching is deraisa, and Taka the Gemara brings a source from the psukim to indicate that you have to make all three brachas, and yet, the other Gemara said that Moshe and Yeshua and David were masakin who established the brachas. It doesn't sound like it's midiraisa. This is the question. So there's two mahalchim in the Rishayim to address this question. One is the Rosh and the Rashba, and they say that it's not a contradiction in the Gemara. The psukim that we darshan, those psukim are the ones telling me that from those psukim we learn the concept that you're supposed to make three brachas, one on the aretz, one on the food, one on the land, and one on Yerushalayim. But what do we say? What do we say in those brachas? So the nusach itself was Moshe was misakin the nusach, and Yeshua was misakin the nusach of the second bracha, and David HaMelech was masakin the nusach of the last bracha. So the actual wording was established a little bit later, but the concept you have to say three brachas, that concept was already established from the Torah itself. That's one malach, that's the Rashba and the Rosh. But the Kesef Mishnah brings from the Ramban, maybe a little bit different, and there's a sefer printed from Reb Avram ben Rambam, the son of the Rambam, and the son of the Rambam, they put together Hamaspik, Love the Hashem, on Brachis, Masechtas Brachis. And over there, he actually says, it doesn't make sense to say that answer. You know why? Because, think about it, how could you say the Nusach that we say was established by Shlomo HaMelech? It says over there, bring back the Shechina to Tzion during the days of Shlomo, the Shechina wasn't Tzion. The basic language was Kai. What do you mean? We're there. So of course you can't say that the nusach of the bracha, exactly the way we say it, was established by Shlomo HaMelech. So he says a different mahalach. And he says that really the ikar Birkas HaMazon midiraisa is just without a specific nusach. Thank Hashem for food. And there's a Gemara like that. The Gemara says that Binyamin Raya, Binyamin, there was a person, Binyamin, he was a shepherd, he didn't know much. Binyamin Raya, Achal Rifta, he ate bread, and he didn't know how to bench. He said, Baruch Rachmana, the Mar Alma, that gave me this bread. He just said, thank Hashem, you gave me bread. And the Gemara says, he was Yotze. He was obviously Yotze only the Raisa level, but he was Yotze. He fulfilled his mitzvah by saying just a basic Nusach, right? So this concept basically teaches us that that Midiraisa, you have to just say something. What do you say? Oh, David HaMelech and Yeshua and Moshe established that you should say one bracha about food, one bracha about Yisrael, one bracha about Yerushalayim. So why does it say psukim? Those psukim are smachta ba'alma. Those psukim are a remez to the concept that David HaMelech and Yeshua and Moshe established, but it's not midiraisa. That's what he says. So there's two ways to go. One way to go is that all three concepts are deraisa. Just the wording that we say came from David, Yeshua, and Moshe. Or the actual concept of deraisa is just to thank Hashem. generically. And midaraisa and midarabanan, or from Takanas Moshe, Yeshua and David, is to say these three concepts. Okay? Now, even if you hold like the first opinion that the brachas, all three are deraisa, it could be that midaraisa, all you have to do is say the three concepts in one bracha, like we do in Me'ein Shalosh and Alamechia. In Alamechia, we don't say three different brachas. In Alamechia, we say one bracha mentioning all three concepts. It could be that's enough. Okay? Midaraisa, that's a machlokes, if that's enough midaraisa. We discussed that actually in the context of Birkas of Alamechia. You know, if you really say the mitzvah of benching with Alamechia. But that was the concept of that's the two ways to understand what the bracha of benching is all about. Now, if you notice, after the third bracha of benching, we say Amen. Amen. And we usually say Amen, that's the end of the brachas de'araisa, or at least the ones that have an asmachta that are mentioned specifically in the Torah. Much, much later in history, they added on a fourth bracha of Hamatorah Meitiv. That fourth bracha that we say is much later, and that's why it starts with the word Baruch, right? Because you know, Noyza does not start with the word Baruch, and Rachim does not start with the word Baruch. It's a bracha. Why doesn't it start with the word baruch? And the reason is because it's connected to the bracha before it. So you don't have to say baruch like in Shemoneh Esrei. You don't say baruch in the beginning of each. It's bracha smucha l'chavrta. But the fourth bracha, we say baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam ha-tov v'meitiv. Okay, I'm going to do it in brain and go in. It's in the Shemoneh Esrei. No, I don't have to sit in front of you. But the fourth bracha starts with the word baruch. And the reason is because it was established much later, so it's not necessarily connected with the other three brachas. Right? The fourth bracha starts Baruch Ata Hashem Lakin Malchon Kelvin Lakin Adur Brayin Valin Yisrael Kuzin Kuzakov. So that bracha was added on. That's the history of the bracha. Now this actually does make enough kumina lahalach as well, besides understanding conceptually the brachas. So there's a tshuva from Rav Henkin, and then the Rosh Eliyahu. And Rav Henkin, he says that in schools, they try to teach the kids how to bench. But the problem is the kids don't bench. So they mumble the words. And the little boys and girls, little kids, they for sure don't say the whole benching. You know, you could have seven-year-olds that are, okay, I have the first bracha down pat. I have to get into noida. Then you have noida. Then you have ala kol. Until they learn the whole bracha, they could be 8 or 9 years old. It could be way past the age of chinuch, 10 or 11. So, according to the Rashba and the Rush, if you only say the first bracha of Hazan, you're not yotze anything. You're not yotze benching. So why are we being mechanech our kids to say the first bracha of benching when that's not really the chiyuv? If you go like the second opinion, then maybe it makes more sense. Because in the second opinion, then really the concept of benching is deraisa. Whatever you say works. And the nusos deraisa. So maybe we're not going to be so didactic on that. But according to the first opinion, the Rashi and the Rosh, all three brachas are deraisa. Maybe the nusach came later, but the concept of saying three brachas is deraisa. So Rav Henkin says that no, you know what you should do? You should mechanech your kids to say an abridged version of each of the three brachas. Okay? And he has it printed here. It's not much fascinating. And he says, it goes like this. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Hazan Yisraelim Kuloi, V'Ameichim L'chol B'riyos V'Ma'acholoi, V'Shulchon Ha'Aruch L'Kol, Baruch atah Hashem Hazan Yisraelim, Noi D'Loch Hashem Elokeinu, Ashenchat Alav Asin, Ratzchon Tov Rochava, Baruch atah Hashem, Al Arz Al Mazin. Rachim Na Hashem Elokeinu Ha'Yisrael, Machal Yisraelim Rachma, Amochus B'Zav Mishkecha, Ovnei Yisraelim, Baruch atah Hashem, Bnei Barach, Mei Yisraelim Omin. Done. You finish benching. And then you tell the parents that on Shabbos they should spend more time and teach the kids how to bench, and that's how you should be mechanech your kids in benching, according to Reb Henkin. Now, I guess the reason we don't do that is because the point of chinuch is to do something which they're going to learn how to do when they're older. Now, you don't want them doing this when they're older. When they're older, they should learn how to bench properly. So maybe that's why this is not accepted as you know, the widely accepted opinion. But Reb Henkin is coming from the fact that all three brachas are deraisa. You can't just be mechanech your kids in one bracha when that's not the deraisa chiyuv. So Mamela makes sense that the concept he's saying would theoretically make sense. You know, but this is the concept. Now, by the way, just interesting ha'ara that Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam in that piece discusses is the following ha'ara, following point. He says, if you look at the Gemara, The Gemara says that the Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin the bracha of Chazon when Klal Yisrael received the man. And the problem is that the man was not bread. So why do you necessarily have to bench on it? Now, what's the context that he's discussing there? He's not just saying a shtickle tire about man. He said that the people in Yemen at that time had no access to grains. And all of their bread and staple foods were more like kidneys, more like other types of grains or whatever, but not the five grains. So the rabbis in Yemen at the time were afraid that if they don't teach anyone how to bench, then no one's going to learn how to bench. And besides the fact, since our main staple is this food, what was the name of the food specifically? The name of the food was Hadura V'doichim, some sort of millet or something. Okay? So therefore he says that so in Yemen, the minhag became that if you're having this millet, since that's your main sustenance, you actually bench. You bench. It's not bread. Who cares? This is your main sustenance. This is what they said in Yemen. Now, the proof that the Rav of Yemen had to this halacha was from this Gemara Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu said that they should bench on man. Man is not bread, so why did they bench on it? It must be because that was their only food they had. So you have a proof from there that if that's the main food you have, that's your sustenance, that's your source of nourishment, then you see from there that you bench on it. So that was the raya that they wanted to say, that you see, it doesn't have to be bread specifically. Now, Rabbi Avraham ben Aram says, first of all, you can't prove halacha from that type of Gemara. The Gemara's point is that the man required a certain akara satayv. So Moshe Rabbeinu said that you should bench, but you can't apply halacha from that. He said, we don't follow what Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Jews to do in the Midbar. We follow the Torah. And the Torah says you only bench on bread, period. Even if Moshe Rabbeinu did tell them to bench, that has nothing to do with us. We cannot apply what Moshe Rabbeinu told the people in the Midbar. That's nothing, there's no bearing on the way we follow halacha.
Doesn't that change?
Maybe mom was bread. And Chaim Kanievsky adds, he says, maybe they only benched when they had in mind that it should be bread. Because Chaim Kanievsky has a few proofs that when you had something in mind in the mind, it wasn't just pshat that it tasted like that food. It actually became the consistency and the texture of that food that you had in mind. And therefore, he says that maybe it wasn't just that it tasted like bread, it became bread. And that's why they benched. So, but anyway, that's a nice, interesting side point, about that Gemara. Okay, let's just go through a few basic halachas when it comes to benching. So, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah says that you're supposed to have proper kavod and dress appropriately when it comes to benching. So he says there, it's a cutting it out, says the minhag is, if it's chashuv to wear a hat, you should wear a hat, or a jacket if it's a jacket. But whatever it is, the point is, your esh shemayim levarkum nefesh rakyosma koibal roshan. Yishu no yin gavim nisata bebeget ha'elyu. Wear a hat and jacket. V'chein nagu kayyem v'chol, Facebook is a Muslim, shumasim ma koibal roshan, afil shum barkum. So Mishmur says it was such a minute to wear a hat and jacket for benching, but regardless, the point is you have to wear covered clothing, something that you would wear, appropriately. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa, so it's got to be appropriate. Okay, now not everyone's makbid on that, but the concept of treating with the proper covered is appropriate. Also, the law says you have to sit down when you're benching. Some people tend to get like a little antsy at the end of the meal, start benching, and then once they bench, they're like, all of a sudden they start, moving things around and clearing the bench, and then they'll walk around clearing the table. You have to sit when you bench. Halacha, you have to sit when you bench. As a matter of fact, some people that a lot of people don't know, which is the Shulchan Aruch brings down, yesh oimrim shegam birkas me'ein shalosh tzarf l'oimrim yushal. Even alamich, you have to sit when you're benching. So the Mishnah Berurah says the reason he says yesh oimrim is only if you're making a me'ein shalosh on wine or fruit. But if you make a me'ein shalosh on mezainis, everyone holds. There's no yesh oimrim. Everyone holds. You have to make alamich when you're sitting. Mishnah Berurah says. So people don't know this halacha. You had a kiddush.
Yeah, Kiddush, you take or a Vart or something like that, and you have some Zionists. So first of all, you have to make an Almechia. But besides that, you have to sit down to make an Almechia. You can't say that. You cannot say it standing up. But for sure, benching, you have to say it sitting down. Okay? Now, in Sifkatan, in Kut Pegimel, Sifkat Sifu Beis, it says, also Levaret will Isaac Bimlachta. You cannot make bricks and mazon while you're doing other things. And really, every bracha is that way. But here, for sure, you should not be doing other things while you're benching. So while you're benching, your phone, and then you start to twiddle and doing other things. Fix your glasses are broken. You can't do that while you're benching. You cannot be oisik b'malacha. You have to be thinking about the benching. Now, there is a gevaldika diktuk in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says the following. Anyone that learned Masechtas Brachos and Mishnayos knows that there's a Shiloh when you're in the middle of Kriya Shema or the Brachos of Kriya Shema, and someone comes over to you and says, Shalom Aleichem. So the whole student, how do you respond? Right? Is it Mipnei HaKavod? If the person just went over a Yira, is it someone that could hurt you or not hurt you? What's the status exactly of, to whom do you answer? How do you answer? There's a question regarding that. Okay? So, there was fine. That's all regarding Hilchus Kriya Shema. What about Shmona Esrei? Shmona Esrei, you can't answer to anybody, even Nochash Karach Alakevay. You cannot answer to anybody when it comes to Shmona Esrei, you cannot answer to anybody. So what about benching? So I think most of us would have said benching shouldn't be more than Birkas Kriya Shema. So whatever you can, between the brachas, whatever you can answer. So Shulchan Aruch paskins le'inyan lishol beBirkas Hamazon mipnei Ayir mipnei Hakavod yesh misha omer shedina ketfila. It's not like Birkas Kriya Shema, it's like Shmona Esrei. So that means that benching is more since it's deraisa is more chomer than Kriya Shema itself or the brachos of Kriya Shema. It's like Shmona Esrei, you cannot answer to anybody. That means according to that, if some place can say the Kavachayim, Chazon Shmuel argue on one point, but some say that you shouldn't even answer if you're benching in shul or something that you have an minion. You can't answer minyan Shmuel Rabban benching. You can't do other things. Therefore, Shabura says that if you can't even answer or do anything, because if the treat like Shmuel Esrei, for sure you cannot be meramez to people during benching. So if you're benching and then your kids are going, come say, you can't be meramez during benching. Just like in Shmuel Esrei, you shouldn't do that. I think people will be more sensitive in Shmuel Esrei to that concept. Okay, to a certain degree, maybe people don't pay that much attention either. But for the most part, let's say Shmuel Esrei, people are careful. Benching, according to the Shulchan Aruch, Pashtos has the same halacha. That you should not be meramiz to anything in middle of benching. Okay? The Tzorach HaShulchan says like that. The also leramiz biyadayim in benching because of this that the Shulchan Aruch says, that it's like Shmona Esrei. It means the kavod that you have to have for benching is much greater than the kavod you have to have for any other sort of bracha. The kavod that you have to have for benching is the kavod that you would have to have for Shmona Esrei, and therefore you cannot even interrupt, even in the form of a remez or any other form of you cannot interrupt and make a remez in the benching. Okay. This is obviously a big common thing. I remember Ramatis Yosalam used to say, he says, if you're in a dining room, in a yeshiva or wherever, a camp, he says, I've analyzed this, I've looked at this, and he says, it happens every time. And then I paid attention, and Staka is correct. So people are sitting there during the meal, during lunch or whatever, schmoozing, everyone taking their time, food, whatever, back, forth. Then all of a sudden, okay, time to bench. And the second that the person starts benching, looks at his watch. All of a sudden he's in a rush. Till now, he was fine. He had plenty of time. Now you're benching. I'm in a rush. I got to run. So he said that, you know, it's the opposite. You know, benching is very important. A person should pay attention to what they're doing. Obviously, Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch itself, paskins or suggests that a person should bench inside from a sitter. And that's very, very important. But that's what? That's part of the covenant. What that mentions is stay inside and stay with the proper kavana. And there's a lot of segulas given to that. You know, a person that benches properly. Fine. Now, there's one other small halacha. The halacha is about bread. People are always asking this question. Do you have to have bread on the table to bench? So the halacha is you should not clear all the bread off the table before you bench for two reasons. Number one is if the bread is on the table, then you'll have more kavana because you're going to realize, you're going to say to yourself, this is what Hashem gave me. It helps you realize to a greater degree that this is what Hashem gave me. So this is mentioned in some Kuf Pei in Shulchan Aruch. So number one is that it's a stronger level of a karsa touch, you know, a stronger level of kavanah. The second reason is because the bracha should be chal on something. So therefore the bracha is chal. Now, what happens if you did clear? So you could bring back food. The question is, can you bring back a full loaf of bread? There was a reason not to do that was because in the olden days, that was a minhag of Avodah Zarah. Is that people would bring like a loaf of bread out to the Avodah Zarah and then like kind of worship the Avodah Zarah through that loaf of bread. And therefore there's a concept not to do that when you're benching, not to mention not to bring out a full loaf of bread, but on Shabbos, it seems like you would be permitted to if you cleared all the food. So really what you should do is you should not clear the bread. If you did, you should bring back pieces. If you have no pieces, and you already cleared the full loaf, then you should bring back the full, then, you know, what do you do with maises or machoides? Okay? If you could bring a loaf, a full loaf, is a shayla. Okay? Fine. One other thing that people may not be so aware of is that one of the things that could be that people aren't necessarily so aware of is that Chazal Masakim, that in the middle of Rachim, a person is supposed to mention something specific about the Yom, about the Korbanos of the day. So, because Rachim is about Yerushalayim, so we ask Hashem, please give us about Yerushalayim in general. But on a day that has a special Korban Musaf, then besides saying, Hashem, please bring us back to the Korbanos in general, you specifically say, Hashem, please bring us back to the Yom Tov or the Shabbos that we have in order to bring the Korbanos. So that's what we say, or Yalav Yavai, in the Bracha of Rachim. Okay? Now, what happens if a person forgot Ritzei, or Yalav Yavai? So the halacha is, on Shabbos during the first two meals, you have to repeat benching. And Shal Shuz, you don't, because you don't have to eat bread in the first place. So therefore, if you brought Rachim, it's not the end of the world. You're a shchedesh, you don't have to repeat benching. But Yom Tov, in the first two meals, you would have to repeat benching because, again, there's a mitzvah to have a meal with bread. If you forgot Ritzei or Yalav Yavai, and you remembered after Uvnei Yerushalayim, you couldn't remember, you know, Vorei Yabarach Yerushalayim Amen, and you remembered at that point, Chazal were misakin a makeup bracha. And that makeup bracha can only be recited at that point before the next bracha started, before Atoy Vamaitiv. Okay, what the lumdus of that is, and Tosis asks Akash, like, why isn't that true by Shmoneh Esrei? Person forgot Yalav Yavai in Ritzei, and they started Moedim. Before Moedim, can they say a new bracha? Whatever. But there is a bracha, it's printed in the Siddurim, it's called Brachas Mishachach, Brachat Hashem Akinu Malachon, Shenosan Shabbos, Menuch La'am Yisrael Be'avol, Oysu Bris, Brachat Hashem Akadosh HaShabbos, and you actually mention that bracha. You say that bracha, right after Uvnei Yerushalayim, before you start the next bracha, and that's how you make up the bracha. Okay, so that's the few concepts I wanted to discuss when it comes to benching in general. Like I've said over from Matzio Solomon many times, that a big segula for Hatzlacha in many areas is to bench with kavana, and specifically to bench with a bencher. You know, that's the That's a tremendous skula, and you know, it's a shem. We should mechazik in this, and I think it's a great area to mechazik in. Mechazik our emuna, mechazik our brachis, mechazik us in some different areas, and it's also mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch to try to make sure they're using a bencher for benching. So someone's looking for a kabbalah of some sort, or something to, you know, this is a very worthwhile kabbalah to take upon oneself. I think I've said over. Rabbi Fladen said a story one time from Rav Shach that Rav Shach would tell people very often to kabbal on themselves to bench with a bencher. And someone came to Rav Shach and said, "I need a Yeshua. I have a very good problem. Rav Shach said, 'Kabbal to bench with a bencher, but I need you to kabbal under all circumstances.'" The words of bencher are very important. You have to concentrate, read them, and concentrate. And if you do that, you'll be matzliach. So the guy Taka did that, and things were going well. All of a sudden, things started going downhill. And came up to Rav Shach. And he said, "Everything's good, was going well, and now it's going downhill." So Rav Shach said, "No, you do keep the Kabbalah." And he said, "Well, basically, yeah. Except for one time. Well, what was it one time?" He says, I was on an airplane. I never sit with me. And in those days, your phones and whatever didn't have benching on them. And I didn't have, I had no sitter. So I was completely honest. So therefore, I decided I was going to bench without a bench. But other than that, I never in the whole year bench without a bench. So Shach says, "No, you had an option." "An option? What should I do? Fly the window? What should I to do?" So Shach said, "You should have taken out a pen and paper, write down benching, and then say it from what you wrote." That's how severe Rav Shach held in his Kabbalah. You have to Mekabal all the way. No matter what happens, you have Mekabal and bench from your work, you're running, bench from inside. And this is a tremendous school. This will help a person in many areas. And Hashem, you should be Zaycha Le'kach.
Have a pleasure.
Are there any questions?
Yeah, Rabbi Blazer, do you hear me? It's Josh.